This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Online media companies seem to be learning a key lesson when it comes to grabbing those elusive new media millennials. Never hurts to flash a little cash. Case in point, NBC Universal, owned by the cable giant Comcast. Last week, it threw $200 million into Vox Media. Today, it confirmed it has done the same for BuzzFeed. So, in keeping with the spirit of the subject, Marketplace's Adrian Hill has seven reasons why NBC Universal paid its way onto BuzzFeed's playground, and a couple of more on why it may end up falling flat.
Reason number one, this makes sense if you're NBC Universal. Millennials. Duh. Number two?
It's a mass entertainment company that has been suffering an erosion of eyeballs.
Rebecca Lieb is an independent media analyst, and we're talking millennial eyeballs, valuable eyeballs. Number three, a media company that doesn't pair up with smart young kids is basically asking to be roadkill. Fox has invested in Vice, Verizon has HuffPo and Engadget, Disney bought up Maker Studio. Number four, why exert yourself?
It's easier to buy into something that's already going than to go to the kitchen and try to cook it up yourself.
That's Rick Edmonds, a media business analyst at Pointer. Why not buy the expertise of the people who already know the recipe for online shareable, snackable content? Number five, the cool factor. Number six, if you're hanging with the cool kids, their friends might check you out. Here's Rebecca Lieb again.
For example, can NBC leverage BuzzFeed to bring eyeballs to the Olympics?
Number seven, money, money, money. Your old advertising models aren't what they used to be. BuzzFeed and Vox have native advertising down to a science. Now, there are reasons this could all go south. One, if you're NBC, you gotta wonder if you're buying into a bubble. MySpace, anyone? And two, if you're BuzzFeed, think of the optics. Nothing says lame-o like cozying up with a corporate overlord. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.